Welcome to a Michigan Ag Today growing season update from Channel Seed as we visit the Thumb region and talk to Mitchell Parks, Bayer Crop Protection Rep, and as we look at planting progress, the USDA NASS update on Monday, Mitchell said 42% complete on corn, 29% on soybeans, and on beans that's just below the average, but 11% ahead of the five-year average for corn, so that looks pretty good. What about your neck of the woods in Michigan? How do things look progress-wise there?
So I would say covering the Thumb, we're a little bit varied. So the farther north you kind of go up into it, we're seeing pockets. We've got, I'd say we're ahead of the average. Things are looking pretty good. Guys were able to keep rolling and really avoiding majority of the rain that some of mid-Michigan and going farther south really got. As far as soybeans, guys are still rolling around or rolling right into that as well. I know some farms are actually finishing up with corn, rolling right into beans, so I expect those to follow suit. As far as everything goes, sugar beets already planted up here, and pretty much everything is done, and those are starting to emerge, and everything's looking good.
As far as planting progress, since that report came out on Monday afternoon, what have conditions been like, and what do you expect about ability to keep getting after it?
So we had a little bit of drizzle or so just yesterday morning maybe a little bit Tuesday as well, if I'm trying to remember my days correctly. But nothing really to slow anything down too much. Just kind of put a pause on the morning as it dried out. And then guys are still rolling and kind of into today.
Well, it appears you have enough emerged that you can talk a little bit about what that emergence might look like at this point. Any thoughts on what you see?
Yeah, so for the things that are emerged, were planted a little bit early, we're looking pretty good. My worry a little bit is starting to do with some cool season type diseases. So we had wet weather starting out. If anything was planted in early, it kind of sat in some cold, wet ground a little bit. So just want to keep an eye on any types of cool early season disease.
What about insect pressure that you may anticipate this coming year? And I guess also when it comes to disease, talk about some early season suggestions about what maybe to prepare for, what approach to maybe consider looking at if a farmer really hasn't been too terribly proactive fungicide-wise.
Yeah, so a lot of these early season type diseases, it's mostly going to be really controlled by seed treatment going on. So we're looking for really history in the field for any disease, maybe if it's kind of had it in the past, anything like that. But it's really important to get a good seed treatment on those just to protect yourself for the year.
Insects, do you have any suspicions as to what might be a possible problem this year?
Not so much yet. I haven't heard of anything too much, but with now we have warmer soils, at least things are starting to get out of the ground. That makes that worry a little bit less. But for when we were cool, for anything that was already emerged a little bit, anytime that seed stays in the ground a bit more, start worrying about insects as well. But it's remaining to be seen. Insects are tough just because it's really a year by year basis.
Yeah, and we're obviously pretty early in the process. Any other thoughts as the planting season rolls on? And now it's growing season too. It's all happening at the same time.
Yeah, so as it keeps going, we're still, guys are still out there making some, we'll call them pre-burn down applications before they start working the field and getting anything in too. So just want to put the word out there, still make multiple, put down multiple residuals in the field, kind of layer it up, and effective modes of action for whatever pests you're going after and weeds.
Well, here's hoping it's a great, safe rest of the planting season and that we've got some good weather all throughout the summer as well to push that crop along towards a good harvest opportunity. Mitchell Parks, Bayer Crop Protection Rep. Good to talk with you on our Channel Seed update.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.